Well, that was interesting. We've kind of been dancing around it, so why don't we just talk about it? I know, I know. He's your best friend, and she's his new girlfriend. But you cannot tell me that the eyebrow raises that we were sharing all night didn't make you stop and think, what the actual fuck is going on here? Okay, good. You weren't just having like facial tics that I didn't know about. Seriously. I mean, she's perfectly nice, perfectly lovely, very sweet girl. But I had like a Mean Girls flashback where that kid was like, she asked me how to spell orange. That's the level of like airhead we were dealing with. Seriously. Your friend's a bright guy. How did this even happen? Yeah, I know. He likes good conversation. He likes to be able to mentally spar with his partner. Well, she's not equipped. I mean, we were talking about basic things and it was going right over her head. Yeah, he was talking about learning about Sputnik in his class last week, and she asked if that was Ross's potato costume on Friends. Had no idea that that was actually a thing. I can't. She thought Romeo and Juliet was just a Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Oh, yeah. Had no idea that there was this dude named Shakespeare that wrote all these plays. No, this was just something that was written for DiCaprio, and apparently they needed to use better language because it was confusing. Why did they need to talk like that? Because that's not how people actually talk. Yeah. She said that. Yes, she said that. When you guys went into the kitchen to get the beers, that's what she said. Yeah. I can't make this shit up, dude. Oh. So, do we give this thing a shelf life or like what? His last girlfriend was so the polar opposite of this one. Yeah, she was like brilliant. I mean, I had a hard time keeping up with her. They were well matched. It's a very, very different type of personality. Yeah, I guess. I mean, they did break up, so maybe that's the appeal. He's such a bright guy. What does he see in her? Does he not get bored? Okay, other attributes. Are you referring to her skills in bed? Ugh. Your non-committal answer was totally an answer. Is that really a thing, though? Do guys really want a girl who's just dumb as a stump, but, gives good head? I don't know. Because I'm sorry, I'm not dumb and I give good head. I'm actually quite smart. Okay. You're not even answering me now. Is that something you'd like if given the opportunity? Did I just like hit on a secret fantasy here or something? The dumb chick who lives to suck cock, is that a thing? It is. It's all over your face. Oh my. Well then. Okay. So she just like worships you and your cock and doesn't have a thought in her mind otherwise? Is that. Oh, you're interested in that. You're side-eyeing me hard right now. Okay. Talk to me about this, please. Yeah, that's what couples do. We talk about our fantasies. And if this is one you have, I didn't know that. Okay. Arousing, sure. I mean, any girl that wants to choke on your cock all the time is arousing. Let's be honest. Okay. Did you just say worship you? I see. Not smart enough to know better. Wow, this just keeps getting better. Don't look embarrassed. No. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Like I said, fantasy. It's what couples do. We talk about this stuff. Is this something that you've, like, thought about before? Or is this new since we were trying to figure out the appeal of his new girlfriend? I see. Okay. Well, I mean, everything in porn is exaggerated, so sure. Well, that is probably part of the appeal, yes, you're right. So, a chick who just goes dumb for your cock. Or is dumb and just wants your cock. Interesting. No, it's not too small in here, all of a sudden. It's your car, dude. What? You are uncomfortable. Wow. I mean, we've talked about some kinky shit and it didn't bother you, but this? Why does this bother you? Well, I don't judge. I mean, I'm curious about the whole not a brain in your head thing, but if that's what you like, that's what you like. And okay, in general conversation, it's very hard to hold a conversation with somebody like that. When the three of us are educated and talk about things that are well beyond the scope of what she can talk about, it's hard and unexpected because I walked into the evening not knowing that. But come on, when have I ever judged you for shit you're into? There you go. Thank you. In fact, you know, I really like the inside of your car. I do. And I'm really glad that we finally got to leave because that party was so boring. It was. Don't look at me like that. Just roll with it. It was just boring because all I could think about while we were sitting at the dinner table was how much I wanted to crawl underneath it and open your pants and take out your cock. Yep. Well, yeah. Why would I want to sit and have conversation with those boring people when there's a cock to suck? Your cock to suck. That's just silly. Yes. You don't even have to ask. Of course I'd like to suck your cock right now. Where are you going? Oh, no. You're not going in the house. I don't want to wait that long. Let's just unzip now. Well, I figure... A cock this delicious. I don't want to wait anymore. I've been waiting all night. All I have to do is adjust. Your car is perfect for this. Admit it. You want me to suck your cock. That's all I want to do. Seeing you across the table. Knowing what's hiding in your pants. I couldn't concentrate on anything that was being said. They talk about really boring things. If they had asked me about blowjobs, I would have gladly joined the conversation. It tastes so good. And why was she asking me about what I was studying in school? College is such a waste of time. I'm only going because my parents are making me. Well, because I don't actually need my diploma. No, I'm just going to marry you. And have babies and suck your cock. And fuck it too, because that's good too, but. Ah, that's what I've been waiting for. I don't know why anybody would want to know anything other than how to do this properly. How to make you moan low in your throat like that. Make your eyes roll back in your head. Oh, baby, give me that cock. I may not be the smartest person, but I know how to give a blowjob. And I swallow. I like having a part of you in me. When I swallow, I feel like I have some part of you with me for a long time. You want to hold my head? It makes it easier for me. You just push that beautiful cock into my mouth. I'm ready for you. Right in my throat. Who needs to talk? Then we just need to swallow cock. This is what I wanted. When she put on that boring movie. Why do they think that a movie has to make you think to be good? Her boyfriend would have been happier if she'd just put on a porn. I bet she doesn't give good head. She's too busy learning and making a difference. And just suck a cock and get over it. Oh, I think you're ready to come, baby. Are you ready to give it to me? Mm-hmm. I don't care if the neighbors saw. It's dark. I only care about this cock and making you feel so good. And the amount that you just shot down my throat, I think I accomplished my mission. Holy shit. That's all you have to say? Holy shit. Well then. Did I make you dumb? Oh, you need a minute to recover. Okay, that's fair. So how'd I do? Was I airheaded enough? I mean, it'll take a little practice, but I can work at it. You're welcome. Oh, you like the fantasy? Well, I'm glad. And what's that? What's your idea? Well, we're gonna go in the house, so. But I live here, so that makes sense. Ah, another fantasy. All right. I am all ears. Well, I think I can make that happen. I can. Yeah. I mean, it was fun. It was fun being the bimbo for a few minutes, but I think it'll be even more fun letting you fuck me just as me.